All right, welcome back, everyone. Today is such an exciting day because we're going to be wrapping up this long journey of the Focus on the One Challenge by giving a good review of all the key topics we took away from this wonderful series. Today I'm here with Pam Suddeth and CC Claire, who are both a part of the Student Support and Academic Achievement Unit of Florida's Problem Solving and Response to Intervention Project. And like I said previously, this is session number 7 for the Focus on the One Desired Results series, which is a series of multi-session experiences to support Florida's educators in not only utilizing but sustaining a multi-tiered system of support with fidelity in every school, district, and classroom. All right, so Pam, would you mind kicking us off and telling us about the main takeaways you had from the first Focus on the One Challenge?
Yes, absolutely. Thank you, Joe. So the first one, if you guys will remember, we really started kicking it off right with really focusing on where you begin by looking at the standards. And as we know, within Florida, we have the brand new BEST standards that are coming out. And so what I was thinking about was, what is the takeaway with that? And I guess I would have to say is thinking purposefully about those key indicators and the principles that are being offered as support for educators, and thinking about that and the design of it with the spotlight benchmarks and the stacked benchmarks and how that all fits together and within the support to ensure that students are able to master those standards at the end. You know, how do the stacks work? What are stacks? And then really ensuring that students are really highly engaged within the instruction, how to design that effectively. So basically, where to begin? You know, what are we shooting for here? So, and why are we all even doing this for the desired results? So that's kind of what stuck out for me.
Yeah, and that's a really good transition into both the second challenge and the third challenge, Pam. So thank you so much. What I took away going past what Pam said is taking it to the next level to think about how you can incorporate this idea of how systems can support those standards of, you know, figuring out what those standards are and how you can work with the people in your building to get those standards to come alive, specifically through horizontal alignment and vertical articulation, right? So talking about kind of the degree of which an assessment matches a corresponding content, as well as how teachers plan across grade levels and reflect kind of a logical and consistent order of teaching content across grade levels, like I said before. But that was kind of the main thing that I got from the second challenge. But even more so in the third challenge, what stood out for me is this idea of when you're trying to implement standards kind of at a school-wide level, you have to take an intradisciplinary approach, which means that a focus needs to come from how elements of a subject work together and work with each other. For instance, right, if you have English language arts, you can't teach that in isolation because that is blended in other subjects. And actually, when you combine those things, such as writing and vocabulary, you can strengthen the skills around that standard for your students and see ways that you can integrate that.
Great, great point, Joe. That made me think about challenge number 4. The topic of challenge 4 was prerequisite knowledge. And, you know, I was thinking as I was listening to you both talk about the standards and, you know, the instructional focus about what I learned in challenge 4 about how we can use the standards to kind of scaffold an understanding of what other types of knowledge need to be learned by students in order for them to succeed. So for example, you know, we talked about self-regulation and problem solving, and of course reading, right? Like these basic skills that students need to be taught so that they can understand and reach those learning goals as are laid out in the standards. So I really liked what Dr. Davis said about designing a system where students are able to see the learning goals, understand them, and have a clear path of achievement, and just how important it is that we also pay attention to those prerequisite skills and knowledge and making sure that students have those in order to succeed with the content. Challenge number 5, I learned a lot about high probability and high intensity barriers, you know, these widespread or common barriers that impact students' engagement and learning. And then, you know, the factors that may not be as probable, but are having a larger impact on student learning. And Dr. Tirado really talked about how we need to raise standards for students, and how Children and students who have not traditionally been in more rigorous classrooms or who are transitioning into general ed classrooms, that they're transitioning to a more rigorous level of instruction at this point, and how that they're reaching those goals, right? Like, as we raise the expectations for kids, they are able to reach those goals. And she actually gave an example of how here in Hillsborough County, the rate of students with disabilities who are graduating with a diploma, a general education diploma, has gone from somewhere between 30 and 40% to almost 80%. So that was really, it was really inspiring for me to hear about. And in terms of, you know, looking at how we can identify those common barriers that, you know, historically underserved students have encountered, and start thinking of ways that we can remove them so that those kids can succeed as well. So that's what I took away.
I love this information because the flow is so beautiful. It takes you from the beginning all the way to what you would do next, which is taking those barriers that educators are experiencing and how do you apply them within the classroom, within tier one, to say, my goodness, you know, if I were looking at all of my kiddos, like, how am I going to be able to support them? And how am I going to be able to support them across the tiers of instruction? So that's what Dr. Batch really talked about, was really looking at universal instruction. And that is the key takeaway that I found. And and we all obviously totally agree. And we'd be amiss if we really didn't talk about what does that look like through a multi-tiered system of support, and how do you, you know, help support students and eliminate those barriers that students are experiencing. So that's really what I took away from challenge number six. I have to say, you know, looking back, like I said, across all the challenges, this really thoroughly describes the desired results. And that was what we started off the beginning of this year with, was thinking about, you know, what is everything from soup to nuts? What is it that you would need in order to really effectively design instruction to meet the needs of all the students within the classroom? And the beginning part of it is the desired results, starting with the standards and, you know, looking about how does everything fit together horizontally and vertically, and, you know, just bringing in the barriers, what's preventing students from exceeding, all of that up front when you're planning and designing your instruction. And then the next level, of course, after all of this would be the assessment, really thinking about that, like, what is it that students need to be able to master, and how does that fit into it? And then ensuring that it's very highly engaging instruction that really students are focusing on, and that's to come down the road. So I just wanted to wrap that up with and tie it in a nice little bow of these bite-sized pieces. And that's what we started off with and within this year. So I really, and I know we all are very proud of this work and in bringing all of these experts to the table and picking their brains, and so much fun this year. So we really want to thank everyone for participating and being a part of it with us. So thank you.
Absolutely, Pam. And you and Cece did a wonderful job kind of explaining the whole course of this whole challenge. So I really appreciate it. And we really want to thank everyone who's joining and listening with us. And you can access all of this wonderful content by visiting our website, which is psrti-ssaa.weebly.com. And then you can go through that website and find our tab for Focus on the One. So within that tab, everything that we talked about is linked, and many other resources are also in there. So thank you very much, and we hope you have a great rest of your day.